This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Haba, welcome everyone. Baruchim Abayim, Agun Erev Shabbos. The first segment I want to share with you some really electrifying Divrei Torah on the Parsha, but I want you to be able to see it inside and get them every week. So we're going to try this one more time. Last week, this was a very successful medium of getting people to be able to receive these Divrei Torah. So I'm going to take you now to the new website, and I'm going to show you how to subscribe so that you could physically receive these Divrei Torah every Friday. We're going now to the new website, rabbidg.com. Here it is. So while you're here, I want you to know about this. Anytime there's a live shiur, you go to the website and you scroll down and you go to Zoom, watch live. And if you click over here, you'll immediately be on our Zoom shiur. So you don't have to remember any numbers, you don't have to remember any codes, you just go straight there. If you want to sign up to any of the WhatsApp groups, the Parsha Shiurim, Parsha Shiurim Discussion, Daf HaShavua, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, you could sign up over here. And very importantly, on the top right, you could subscribe to receive the Divrei Torah every week that I'm going to show you right now. While we're here, I want to show you something very important. You go to news, and I want to let everyone know, Rebbe Hashem, in the beginning of July, we're going on a trip to Kivrei Tzadikim. We're going to, so if you want more information, so you click here, you read more, and we're going to the Kfarim, we're starting by the Chassam Sofer, going to Karastir, Mad, the Yismach Moshe, we're going to Munkach, the Minchas Alazar, we're going to the Mekubal of Kalamaya, Rav Hillel Kalamaya, we're going to Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidichov, and the Taz, Navardik, Aruch HaShulchan, the Levush, going to the Chafetz Chaim, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So if you want to see the itinerary, you could click over here, and the whole itinerary is available. You could read when we're leaving, when we're coming back. We have a really very nice group going so far, and it would be an honor to have you. Okay, so here's how to sign up for the weekly Divrei Torah. You click on the top right, subscribe, and you will receive the weekly emails. And on Friday, you will receive two sets of Divrei Torah. One, the Divrei Torah in English. It's called Elevate Your Table. Three Divrei Torah for the three Shabbos Sudais. And you could also receive Likutei Ben Ma'ashri, Divrei Torah in the Parsha of the Tzaddik of Ranana. So first I want to take you to Elevate Your Shabbos Table. Here, you click over here, read and print, and you have the entire archive in alphabetical order. I want to thank my friend Rav Mordechai Levitan for putting together this Parsha sheet together with Team Levitan, and I want to thank the graphic designer and editor as well. We thank you for your very great contributions, and I want this is available on the website, so if you don't want to look at your email, you go to Parsha Shlach, you click over here, and you have three Divrei Torah. Do you see it? Are you seeing these Divrei Torah over here? Okay, so we're going to go through it very quickly. The Gra elucidates the Zayar. The Zayar teaches us, it's a Zayar in Chela Gimel, Tachazi kama averahu lishon abisha. Look how terrible Lashon Hara is. Gazar ala vasana. It was decreed on our forefathers, the lo yeol ara, that they should not go into Eretz Yisrael. Umisu inun da amri, and the ones who spoke died, vizgazar b'chaya l'dare darin, and it was decreed, crying for all generations. So we see the disastrous effects of Lashon Hara, that it was decreed they would not enter the land, and the ones who spoke it caused crying for all generations. Now the Gra, which is cited in the Sefer Talei Oirois. So if you go to Rebbe Ephraim's screen, you have in his background four very nice svarim. Thank you very much. You also have the beautiful set, Talalei Oirois. Talalei Oirois on this week's Parsha, actually, not in that edition. There's another five volumes called Talalei Oirois Shnayim Mikra that quotes the Gra, who explains, you know, the Gemara tells us that Lashon Hara kills three people, the speaker, the listener, and the subject of the conversation. So in this case also, the speakers of the Lashon Hara, they died in a plague. Those who received and accepted the Lashon Hara died in the desert. And interestingly, the subject of Lashon Hara, namely Eretz Yisrael, was also destroyed, like the pasuk says, "V'hoisa Arzachem Shemama." The land of Israel remained desolate. So here we see there were severe repercussions of Lashon Hara listed in the Gemara for the speaker, for the acceptor, and for the subject. So here also, Eretz Yisrael itself was destroyed because Eretz Yisrael became the subject of Lashon Hara. Now here's another one of my favorites. There are two terms used to describe spies. One is Tarim, Taurus, Lasur, V'yasuru, and Meraglim. Now, the Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah of Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, he says there's a fine difference between what Hashem and Moshe intended and Klal Yisrael did. In Devarim, the Pasuk says, V'yifnu v'yalu ara v'yivah nachreshka v'yiraglu oisa. They were Meraglim, they spied it out. However, Lasur, V'yasuru, does not mean to spy out. Lasur means to look at the good qualities, to see the positive of what you're inspecting, but the word meragel comes from the word leragel, to see the deficiencies, like when Yosef accused his brothers, meraglim atem. Hashem and Moshe said, you should be lasur, to see the positive, and instead, the meraglim, so to speak, substituted that job with a job that brought great disaster, namely, instead of being Tarim, they were Meraglim. Okay, and finally, this is Mamish, my favorite. The trup on the names of the Meraglim. Yeah, the trup on the names of the Meraglim. So, by all of the Shvatim, V'yela Shemoysam, Lematei Ruvain Shamua ben Zakur, Lematei Shemoin Shafa ben Chari, Lematei. And by one Shevet, instead of a Zakef Katan, which is a very significant pause. By one Shevet, it's Lemate Ephraim Hoyshe Abinon. There's just a Tibcha. So Ephraim, today's your day. By Ephraim, there's not such a strong pause between the name of the Shevet and the spy. By all the other Shvatim, there's a very decisive pause. There's a Zakev Katan. By Ephraim, there is a Tibcha. So in 11 of the 12 Psukim, there's a Zakev Katan, which indicates a psik, and the one exception is by Yehoshua, where there's a more minor trapatipcha. Why is that? That all the Shvatim were rooted in their Shevet. However, because the Meraglim veered off the straight and the narrow, they caused the separation between them and their Shoresh, their root, namely, they caused a separation between them and the Shevet they come from. However, Yehoshua, he remained connected to his Shevet, which is the source of his Kayach, and that's why by Shevet Yosef, it said by Hoshea Benun, it was only a Tibcha, Lemate Ephraim Hoshea Benun, as opposed to the other Shvatim, there is a Zakef Katan. So, those are the three Divrei Torah for this week. If you want to actually receive it, hard copy, I showed you how to subscribe. Now I'm going to take you to how to get the Ben La'ashri on the Parsha. It's here on the site, as you saw. And the reason I'm doing this is I've been announcing it for quite a while. And you know, people sign up here and there. And after last week's share, when we did it on the site together, there were a few dozen people who signed up right away. So people just need to basically see firsthand how to do this. So again, you scroll down, Likutei Ben La'ashri, you go to Read and Print, and you have the archive of all the different parshios in alphabetical order. And we're going to go to this week, is already here. You go to Shlach, and I'm going to share with you two Divrei Torah from Parsha Shlach. If you want to hear the whole sheet, elucidated, explicated, you have to go to the All Parsha site or the All Parsha app, where every week there's a shiur in Likutei Ben La'ashri. For today, I'm going to share with you two interesting Divrei Torah from Parshas Shlach, from the Ben La'ashri. Okay, we're going to discuss this pasuk of Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe. Now, interestingly, the Arizal teaches us that by Menashe, it says Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe. And the reason is that Arizal reveals a startling fact that the Meraglim were Nisaber in the Neshamos of the Shvatim. Meaning Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. All the Shvatim were Nisaber, some kind of Gilgal, their souls attached to the various Meraglim. However, by Yehoshua ben Nun, Yosef did not attach himself, because Yosef attached himself to the Meragel of Shevet Menashe. But to Yehoshua ben Nun, Yehoshua did not have a Shevet. So Moshe added the letter Yud to his name. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing by adding the letter Yud? The letter Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. Now, there are four letters in Hebrew that are interchangeable. The Dalet, the Tes, the Lamed, the Nun, and the Taf. These five letters are interchangeable. So basically, by adding a Yud to the name of Yehoshua, Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. The Dalet could be changed with a Lamed. If you exchange the Dalet with a Lamed, you get Levi. So Levi at first did not join any of the Meraglim. But Yehoshua was, so to speak, up the creek without a paddle, because he didn't have any of the Shvatim accompanying him. So Moshe added the letter Yud. The letter Yud represents Levi, because the Dalet could be exchanged with a Lamed, and it spells Levi. The Ben Lashri says in the next piece, that is why when Yehoshua spied out the land of Israel, he only sent a spy from Levi and from Yehuda, Kalev and Pinchas, because he saw from experience that these were the only two Shvatim that their respective Meragel remained true and faithful to the Torah when they were spying out the land of Israel. Okay, I want to share with you one final offering on the Ben La'ashri, and then we're going to go to the Bi'ur Tefillah. So this is the seventh piece over here on the Pasuk, Vatisa Kaloida Vayitnu Es Koiloi Vayivku Ha'am Balayla Ha'hu. And the Ben La'ashri is bothered by the fact that the Pasuk says, Vatisa kol ha'eda, the whole Eda lifted up their voice, Vayitnu es koilam. So the Ben La'ashri feels the word Vayitnu is extra. It could say, Vatisa kol ha'eda es koilam. What's Vatisa kol ha'eda? Vayitnu es koilam. Vayivku ha'am balayla hahu. So the Ben La'ashri also feels, why at first is it called Ha'eda and then Ha'am? Ha'eda, just say Vatisa kol Ha'eda vayinu es kolam vayivku balaylahu. Why first Ha'eda and then Ha'am? Now the Gemara says Ha'eda refers to the Sanhedrin. Well, what's the meaning of that? Why did the Sanhedrin cry for what occurred? So the Ben La'ashri says something very interesting. We know, famously, Ha'kol kol Yaakov, the Hayadayim Yidei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, and the hands are the hands of Esav. And Chazal Darshan, that when the voice of Yaakov chirps in the Beis HaMedrash, the hands of Esav are not Shoilet. So that there's an idea that when we learn Torah, the hands of Esav are not Shoilet. So the Ben La'ashri asks, okay, but Esav was still blessed with the blessing of the sword. So if he's blessed with the blessing of the sword, he doesn't need hands. He has a sword. Oh, says the Ben La'ashri, not only do you need a hand, you need two hands. Because, firstly, you need a hand to hold the sword. If you don't have a hand, you don't have a sword. But even if you do have a hand, the sword needs a handle. Because a hand cannot hold a sharp blade. If a hand holds a sharp blade, the hand will get cut. So for Esav to be successful in attacking the Jewish people, he needs a hand, and the sword needs a handle. Esav needs two yadayim. So when the koil of Yaakov is heard, ein hayadayim yidei Esav, the hands of Esav are nullified. A hand to hold the sword, and a handle of the sword. Now, hand plus hand, yad plus yad equals koyach. What does koyach mean? Koyach means the two hands. Hashem oiz la'amo yitain. Hashem yivarech es amoy vashalom. When Hashem gives us strength, we take the hands of Esav. We take his hand to hold the sword, and we take away the handle of his sword. For example, when Amalek came, it says, Vayavay Amalek, Vayilachem im Yisrael Berfidim. Amalek came and he battled with the Jewish people in Refidim. Chazal Darshan, why did Amalek come? Because we weakened our hands from Torah. Rafu Yideyam in HaTorah. The question is, what does the fact that our hands are weak have to do with learning Torah? What does hands have to do with it? Says the Ben Lashri very simply, that when Klal Yisrael learned Torah, then we strengthen our hands, we take away the hands of Esav. But when we weaken in Torah, then the hands are given back to Esav. Esav has one hand to hold the sword, and he has a handle of the sword. So we read the pasuk like this. Vatisa kol ha'eda. The Eda refers to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin lifted up their themselves. They were elevated. They, so to speak, raised themselves away from Klal Yisrael. They didn't teach us enough. Once it was Vatisa kol ha'eda, Vayitnu es kolam, our Kol Yaakov was taken away from us. This is how you read the pasuk. Vatisa kol ha'eda, when the Sanhedrin were elevated away from us, then Vayitnu es kolam, their voice was taken away. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, that concludes the segment of these five Divrei Torah. We have three in English, two in Lashon HaKodesh. You know how to get it. Merely go to the site and subscribe, and it will automatically be sent to you. Okay, we're going to start momentarily our presentation on Siddur, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.